Jim here. I'm betting most of you have a pretty good idea what kind of music you were just listening to, and that was, of course, a mariachi band, complete with trumpets and guitars and so on. And I did record that. I was listening to it today. But if you're not familiar with Mexico, you might not have a good idea where I might have been listening to the mariachi band. It wasn't on the street or in a restaurant, but it was in a Roman Catholic cathedral. Today we went downtown with our conversation class to La Catedral de la Asunción, which is a major cathedral here in Cuernavaca, built in the early 1500s. And today was actually a special celebration. They were having a special mass in honor of Sergio Méndez Arqueo, who was a bishop, the seventh bishop of Cuernavaca back in between 1952 and 1982. And he was a very major figure in Mexico back in those days, especially, you know, in the 60s and the 70s. A big proponent of liberation theology, preferential treatment of the poor, advocate of human rights. And he was a bishop during a very difficult time in Mexico's history, especially as far as human rights go. And it was the 100th anniversary of his birth today. He has passed away, but they were celebrating his birth, and also another man who I'm afraid I forget who it was. But anyway, I believe that Sergio Méndez Arqueo was the one who instituted the mariachi mass, Misa Mariachi, in Cuernavaca, and it's actually quite popular all across Mexico now. You can go for a mariachi mass at certain times of day, and you'll see the mariachi band at the front of the church in their full mariachi uniforms and a singer and so on. So we went in there today just as the mass was starting, and the mariachi band was at the front singing. Actually, it was one of the priests who was leading the music. I think it would have sounded a little better if the mariachi band had been leading the music. But anyway, that's the way it was. And people were coming up the aisle, a priest with the incense, and someone with the picture of the man they were honoring. And the bishop of Cuernavaca, the current bishop of Cuernavaca, was there as well. I believe that is Florencio Olvera Ochea, who is the current bishop here in Cuernavaca, who is quite an important man as far as the Roman Catholic Church in Mexico is concerned. And as each important person came up the aisle, there was applause, and it's quite a big church, so quite a bit of applause going on. And the mariachi band kept singing, so we just were there for just a little bit of a part of it. We'd actually already left the building, and we're looking at a different part of the building, or a different where the church is. There's several edifices and several churches, but we just stuck our heads back in for this part of the mass that was going on. And interestingly enough, if I'm not mistaken, the person who came up with the idea in the first place for the mariachi mass was actually a Canadian. That's right, a Canadian priest, a Canadian friar, by the name of Jean-Marc Leclerc, or Juan Marco Leclerc, if you're speaking in Spanish. He was down here in Mexico and came up with the idea of the mariachi mass, which was later instituted and is now all across Mexico. So that is the story. By the way, Leclerc, the name of the priest who came up, the Canadian who came up with the idea, is now the name of a company that from Canada that imports cookies into Mexico. Some really good maple cookies and some other kinds, chocolate chip, really good cookies. So we have our Canadian cookie fix here every once in a while. That didn't relate to anything. I just thought I'd mention it. Anyway, I'll let you listen to a little few more seconds here of the mariachi mass here in Cuernavaca that took place on the 26th of October, 2007. And we'll talk to you later.